Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
Wow, it has been a wild year. So much amazing content from BTS and so much change and ups and downs in our personal lives this year. So I can't believe that we're already wrapping up 2024.
Truthfully, I can't believe that we've already made it to the end of this year. It feels like so much has happened, but also it's flown by.
You know,
so much that we predicted, so much that we expected in our personal lives, so much unexpected at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's really been, I mean, you said it perfectly, a wild year. It's been crazy.
It's felt like a transformative year. I don't know if it feels that way for all of you guys, but just like a lot of change in a good way.
In a really good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are so excited to talk about that today. We'll be reflecting over and predicting over the future as well.
Yeah. All BTS.
All BTS.
And our lives.
And podcast.
Just kind of a whole recap of everything this year.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Can't wait to get into it. As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music.
Get inside access with interviews featuring this year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part? You can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months.
For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand, and ad-free, plus top ad-free podcasts, including the Consequence Annual Report podcast.
Even better, every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month.
Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today we're going to hang out for about an hour and we're going to be reflecting on this past year. We're going to talk about our predictions that we had made at the end of 2023 that we were expecting for 2024. We got a lot of the predictions kind of right, which
crazy.
I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
But we're just going to reflect on the albums that were released this year, what happened with BTS this year, what happened with the podcast and our own lives, and then look forward to 2025 and make predictions of what we think is going to happen.
Yeah, so much to talk over, so much to look forward to. Before we get into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us, especially through this wild and crazy year of 2024. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts. And please join us for our last Iconic Hangout of 2024 on Monday, December 30th.
Yes.
Oh my God. Ring in the new year with us. We can't imagine a better way than to spend it with you, Iconics. We hope to see you there.
Yes.
Yes.
So much fun. Thank you all for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening.
Okay. So aside from the podcast and BTS, we do have to talk about the current events going on in South Korea right now.
Yeah.
If you've been following the news in the past couple of weeks, South Korean President Yoon declared martial law as a you know, attempted like military coup essentially.
Yeah.
And he's since been impeached. Martial law was like, you know, voted to be ended like immediately. There were people protesting in the streets. I mean, the population of South Korea flooded the streets and they were like, fuck no, you cannot do this.
Yeah.
But just recently the vote passed to impeach him 204-85 in the 300 member National Assembly. And he was just elected earlier this year.
Was it earlier this year that he was elected?
Yeah, I think it was early 2024 was when he like entered office.
Whoa.
But
see, I remember hearing about Yoon.
I know. We talked a lot about President Moon, the previous president from the other party, because he had given BTS the Cultural Merit Award.
Right.
And
right.
So we knew a little bit about him. But what I remember from President Yoon being elected is that he was like the right wing politician from that party, and that some of his policies were more like very conservative, a little bit more controversial.
I heard his like political platform and like his like tactics were to have like kind of like not prey on women, but like have men feel like women were like taking their jobs and things like that.
And
like,
that's how he got the male vote.
Yeah.
Yes, totally. So he ran on that kind of platform.
Yeah.
Just very misogynistic and, you know, obviously not popular with a lot
of people.
It feels
like forever ago, though.
I know. I can't believe we're reaching into like the depths of our memory for this info, but somehow. But yeah,
he seemed problematic from the beginning.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And he's the second president from this party to be impeached, like the second one in a row. Ooh. President Moon was not from that same party, but the one prior was. And so now it's a really bad look for that party in South Korea.
Yeah.
But now that he has officially been impeached and the vote has passed, the next election will likely be held in early 2025. There wasn't supposed to be another one in South Korea until 2027. But either once he resigns or once he's removed from office, a snap election must be held within the next 60 days.
Oh.
So it should happen fairly soon, you know, probably by spring of next year. South Korea will have a new president.
Yeah.
So we'll have to keep our eyes on that. Very crazy. Did not expect to see that happen this year either.
Yeah.
But I love to see the South Korean people exercising their democracy out in the streets and saying like, no, you are not taking this from us. You can't do that. Yeah. Amazing to see. Very cool.
I've just been kind of following it on social media and hearing the cheers of people and the relief of the people in South Korea when they found out that he was officially impeached was, I mean, I'll forever remember that. Like, that's crazy.
Very, very much so.
Yeah.
So we had to comment on that because I feel like it's very, relevant right now.
Yeah, very relevant. Yeah. I had to mention it. So let's go ahead and get into our previous predictions that we had made for the year of 2024. So this was like at the end of 2023 when we were doing this type of episode, as we always do. One of the things that we predicted was that we were going to get 3 new solo albums in 2024, and we did.
Yeah.
We got an album from Namjoon, Jimin, and Jin. We knew RM was coming out with an album. Like, there was so much.
He had said it in an interview before enlisting, and
we saw
had
him
done
like
a
working in the
track.
Studio. He was constantly posting stuff.
He performed that song at Yoongi's concert.
Yeah, he made an Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, absolutely. So we knew that it was going to be coming this year, but we predicted that it would be in the spring, just before Festa, and it did. It came out May 24th. So. Came out in the spring just before Festa came around.
I was so proud of us when we looked back and saw that that was what we predicted. I'm like, we know Kim Namjoon. And you had mentioned specifically that he likes to release albums with seasons and that he hadn't done a spring one yet. So just genius. And I also remember us going through and talking about each member, like the likelihood that they would be the ones releasing the album. And we figured pretty much that Jin would release an album after coming out of the military like he did when he released Happy. But the member that we latched onto the most besides either one of those two was Jimin, that Jimin would release something, because before he enlisted, we knew that he had traveled to Budapest, which we knew was where Jungkook filmed Standing Next to You. So we thought Jimin could be there filming a music video as well. He was likely filming Who there, because that's the episode that, or sorry, that's the hit track that we got from Jimin. You know, so we could assume that he filmed it there at that same place. Uh-huh. But we really speculated on, like, if Jimin was coming out with the second album, what would it sound like? And we felt like he got a lot of the angst out from his Face album. And so we thought the next album would be more pop, more sweet, more comforting album from Jimin, which it totally is. Mm-hmm. You know, we also said that, I think Bethany specifically said that the hit track would be sexy, though, and Who is definitely sexy. The rest of the album, there's a couple other sexy songs like Be Mine, mm-hmm. you know, but really a lot of the album too is very pop, very sweet, very lovey, very Jimin. So he's delivering maybe like that part of himself that he wished he could have with Face, because he knows, like, I think he has that special sweet connection with ARMY, so
He definitely got that in with Muse. And I love that we mentioned the whole needing a sexy song for Jimin. I mean, it's Park Jimin after all. Like, I think of Lie. And
Filter.
Even, like, Filter.
Oh, my God.
I, honestly, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, I just think of Jimin. Yeah. Like, I just feel like he really owns that song, mm-hmm. that era. Yeah. So definitely Who is sexy.
Yeah.
We also predicted that Jungkook would perform Standing Next to You at the Super Bowl halftime show with Usher. Kayla, I know you were huge on this. You were like, it's going to happen. Like,
the Chiefs are going to be there. Jungkook is going to be there.
Worlds colliding. But he did not perform at the Super Bowl. However, it was confirmed this year that it was supposed to happen, but Jungkook couldn't leave the military.
Right. He could not get leave for like 2 days to be able to come and do that. But remember, like, how much Usher was promoting Standing Next to You like his own social media. Like, he wanted his fans to know the song. I was like, oh, he's going to perform it at the Super Bowl. Like, oh, Jungkook is going to show up. Yeah. So they weren't just baseless hopes and dreams. Like, and I loved that we found out much later on, like this past summer, or, you know, even in the fall, I don't remember when we found out, but it was actually supposed to happen.
How cool.
Very imagine if that would have happened, like,
oh my gosh,
in an alternate timeline.
My mind would have been blown. Yeah. Like, that would have been insanity, seeing like the Chiefs and
BTS.
Yeah,
like, Jungkook soaring around the stadium like he did in Euphoria.
Oh my
That'd be
God.
Amazing. The next, and like,
was the Super Bowl at SoFi?
No, it wasn't at SoFi. It was at, wasn't at the Raiders Stadium in Las Vegas.
Maybe.
Forget. Allegiant. I don't know if that's what it's called, but I don't think
they perform there
did
too,
that, is that where they perform Permission to Dance Las Vegas? I don't know. Ask someone who went to that concert.
Anyways,
I'm sure Iconics will tell us, but
it would have been crazy to see Jungkook at a Super Bowl halftime show.
It would have been incredible.
What the hell? That would be.
Yeah.
Just mind blowing.
Robbed. The Korean military took it from us. We'll never get the opportunity again.
I know.
Anyways, it's I was gonna say, like, you know, like they'll definitely not perform with like any other, you know, like Kendrick is performing this year, but I did see on J-Hope's Instagram story today, he posted, and not his story, his like actual feed, and the song that he posted with it was like a Kendrick song from his new album.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, he's listening. Oh, he's in LA.
I didn't know that Kendrick is going to perform at the Super Bowl.
He is the Super Bowl halftime performer.
Wow.
And a lot of people were mad about it because it's happening in New Orleans, and that's where Lil Wayne is from. So they're like, Lil Wayne should get the halftime performance, but Kendrick Lamar is the biggest name in rap right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he owned it this
Way
year.
Way more
so,
relevant this year.
So anyways, I mean, I'm pretty excited about it, but
I know you are.
So anyways, tangent, but our last prediction that we got correct and was the most long shot prediction. Like, I remember saying this, Bethany, and you were like, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I really did not believe that this was going to happen.
You were like, sure, put it in the episode.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You were grasping at straws with this one, to be honest.
Well, when we were predicting, it's like in our wildest dreams, you know, like what I will say for this year's predictions, maybe we're not going as crazy, but for this one, we predicted that BTS would reignite their UNICEF campaign. Remember, they did the Love Myself campaign with UNICEF in 2017 and 2018, and they did. They reignited it.
Uh-huh.
They announced it very early in the summer, and it was with the hashtag On My Mind initiative that was to improve the mental health of children and youth. Oh my God. I could not believe this when it happened.
I couldn't believe it either.
I was scream texting you. Like, yeah. What the fuck? Yeah, we were
I was
right.
Like, this is not real. This is not real. But it is. And it was really neat to just see BTS going in, having that collaboration again with yeah. the UNICEF campaign. And
with such a positive and important initiative yeah. too, like looking after the mental health of children and youth and promoting yeah. ways to maintain and improve your mental health yeah. also.
I think it aligns important. A lot with BTS's
I totally agree.
Mottos and just kind of what their music is about too.
Yeah. Evidence that HYBE is listening to the podcast because yeah. they were like, oh, write that down.
Write
oh,
that
that's
down.
A good idea.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Oh, that's something we could do this year. Right. But
I hope they're listening.
Right. Well, they can write down all of our 2025 predictions and make yeah. them happen too. So yeah. We also want to talk about some of the biggest events for BTS as a band this year in 2024. Like we said, we predicted 3 album releases and we got them. So those are some of our biggest events in our mind. Right Place, Wrong Person by RM, Muse by Jimin, and Happy by Jin. I mean, we've talked about these albums. We unfortunately did not get to talk about Muse as much as we wanted because of our hiatus. Uh-huh. But I mean, we love these 3 albums so much.
Yeah.
They were all such a gift to us throughout this year. You know, really came out at like the right time when we needed them to. At least that's mm-hmm. how I feel for me. Like
yeah.
BTS continues to be like the soundtrack to my life. And when I was having a really hard time earlier this year and nobody knew about it and I was hiding it from every single person in my
the
life.
The closest people in your life.
I know. I'll never yeah. do it again. But yeah. I, you know, I've learned so much.
Right.
And but when Right Place, Wrong Person came out, it hit in so many different ways that I couldn't even talk about.
Yeah.
And being able to reflect back on that album now and listen to it now is so cathartic. And it's just like, it's also so, oh man, I can't think of the right word, but it just feels like it fits. And it
yeah.
feels like, once again, like RM is always writing music that I need to hear mm-hmm. and we're just like on the same wavelength. That's why he's my bias. And
yeah.
so that to me was like one of the biggest pieces of work from BTS this year for me.
Gosh, like I mean, I love the album too. My biggest thing about Right Place, Wrong Person is that Namjoon's authentic self and just experimentation with music
mm-hmm.
and like really thinking outside the box, doing it, you know, he just needed that kind of change and
yeah.
different pace. And that's what I appreciate
mm-hmm.
about the creative work that came with Right Place, Wrong
totally.
Person.
To make something that wasn't like pop, that
right,
wasn't going to appeal
yeah,
to the
like
masses.
Just so
it was
authentically
just weird.
What he wanted to do fully himself.
Yeah.
Like I have so much appreciation for that. Even if the music isn't something that I go and put on repeat or want to like seek out.
Mm-hmm.
But just thinking about everything that you went through, like especially spring leading into summer when this album came out,
yeah.
like come on, Right Place, Wrong Person, like
yeah.
it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like he really does seem to put out music like right when you need it.
Yeah. It's really insane.
Yeah.
It's some weird cosmic connection,
it
you
is.
Know, as we've
yeah.
said throughout the years with BTS, but I'm happy that I can like look back on it now and be honest with like how I connect with that music now, because
mm-hmm.
I felt like I was guarding myself or like to some point like censoring myself when we would do like lyrical analysis.
Uh-huh.
Like there were things I wanted to say but I couldn't because
yeah.
I was keeping so much private.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, never again. I'm never gonna hide stuff
right.
like that ever again. But
it's a fantastic album.
It's an amazing album.
Yeah.
And the other works
cathartic,
we got.
Cathartic, therapeutic, as always,
mm-hmm.
for Namjoon. Yeah.
He's so good at that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
As women, our hormones fluctuate all the time. We can feel the difference as we move through our monthly cycle, and we know how it feels when something is off. Hormone imbalance can be so difficult to deal with.
So difficult. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones.
They do, but the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore. Because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life.
That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as irritability and moodiness, or uncontrollable cravings, hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, the occasional bloating and gas, and having no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code STANDBTS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code STANDBTS for 15% off today.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
What if I told you this holiday season you can stuff your face with tasty, craveable snacks and, wait for it, feel great? Hi, I'm Will, founder of IQBar, the only plant protein bar formulated for your body and your brain. IQBar's brain-boosting nutrients are designed to refuel, nourish, and satisfy hunger with zero sugar crash. Featuring delicious holiday flavors like gingerbread, IQBars are the less than 200-calorie snack that satisfies your sweet tooth and your protein goals. Right now, take 25% off all IQ Bar products and get free shipping. Also, check out our other limited edition holiday flavors like Peppermint Mocha Jitter-Free IQ Joe Coffee. Clean ingredients, fantastic taste, and zero regrets. Tis the season to refuel smarter, hydrate harder, and caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code AUDIO to get 25% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code AUDIO.
How to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Not to gloss over Jimin's muse. Incredible. No. Amazing. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to do like full reviews on it, and we'll always be remiss.
I feel like we have to cover who. Yeah. Because I saw so many iconics like Spotify Unwrapped, and there are so many iconics who was like on their top five songs.
It's
of the year.
I mean, it's really fucking good. Yeah. I went back and listened to it so much. I mean, especially after what I was going through, that song came out and I was like, who is my heart waiting for? Right. You know?
That song, I mean, it's a really great song, but I even follow some like Kansas City like influencer people who do not listen to K-pop. Like they're like moms, okay, who are doing like mom talk type stuff. Wait, that's like not the right word.
Right.
That's like Mormon talk. But anyways, but like, you know, like just influencers for moms. And there's one girl that I follow and she had Who playing in the background of like one of her like A Day in the Life of Being a Mom
That's
videos.
So cool.
And I was like, what the heck? That's so crazy. Like it just ended up being, you know, having a wider reach than the K-pop world.
Yeah. That's awesome because it really is such a great song, such a great album too. Like Jimin put together this nice little packaged album. Every song was a hit. Every song was incredible. So
yeah,
I'm still going back and listening to it, like I said on the last episode. So, and then recently got Happy. Happy was amazing. We loved Happy so much.
I love Happy. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that we got to cover all of it in its entirety. Yeah, the music videos, the album itself.
Yeah.
Another really big event for 2024 with BTS is Jin and J-Hope got released from the military. So they came back. Super exciting. We also got the release of Hope on the Street, which was just ended up being more of a blessing than we expected it to be. We covered that entire docuseries. Mm-hmm. In
really
our episodes,
cool.
Like I feel like we don't really do stuff like that very often, but we had such a connection to the music and how thought out all of that series was. Like it's very J-Hope to be such a perfectionist. Every little tiny thing had a meaning, like the episodes correlating with the songs on the soundtrack and the style of the dance. And it was just so well thought out and such a cool series. I'm glad that we got to cover it.
Yeah,
on the
it was
podcast.
Really, really cool to hear about like the different types of dance that have influenced him throughout the years, and the way that he showcased all these dancers from around the world, you know, sharing their dance from their hometown, their home city, the history of it, how it developed, and then like them choreographing together and them teaching J-Hope. Like, just the concept of the docuseries was incredible. I love that it came along with, you know, Hope on the Street Volume 1 soundtrack. That was great. I mean, we were really listening to that soundtrack for a while before RM's album came out. And side note, by the way, mentioning J-Hope's earlier Instagram post today, the last picture in it was a pair of shoes that were like Nike, like customized shoes that had like Hope on the Street written all over them. And I sent it to you. I don't know. I'm sure you didn't get time to see it, but like, I'm
you
like,
sent it on Instagram?
Yes. I'm this is his hint for Hope on the Street Volume 2 coming. Like,
I bet.
Docuseries Part 2, Season 2.
Well, you know it, Volume Part 2.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why put Volume 1 if there's not going to be Volume 2?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's teasing it already. But yeah, I loved Hope on the Street. It was so good.
Yeah.
The other thing going on in 2024 related to BTS is that HYBE has been a fucking shit show. Oh my God. It's like collapsing. Obviously, they're still doing well. They're profiting, right? But collapsing within on itself, especially with the NewJeans Adore CEO and like that whole fiasco just being publicly, I mean, stocks plummeting because of that situation. Both, you know, HYBE and Adore and NewJeans, and like NewJeans being caught in the crossfire, being dragged through the mud, like bad relations, but like inner relations within the company, and things being exposed, and you know, private company stuff being made public and being leaked, like just a bad look. And it feels like HYBE is like really floundering and trying to figure out, how can we keep stocks from dipping? How can we keep our most, you know, like their most popular girl group by far, NewJeans, probably one of those, their most popular groups in general right now.
Right, yeah.
I mean, cannot even be under them anymore.
Major success for such a young group.
Oh yeah. I mean, they were a huge hit. Yeah. I mean, right when they came out, I was a fan of them, and that's really unlike me to like, you know, be like, oh, new group that I'm a fan of, you know.
I mean, their music is just fantastic.
Their music is so fucking good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they can't even be NewJeans anymore, can't even be under HYBE anymore. And HYBE themselves are really grasping at straws, it feels like, to like fill that void of BTS still not being back from the military and like needing to make money and also like smooth over how they look publicly. And I feel like we're not even going to really scratch the surface here of what's going on with HYBE, but they're just,
there's just so
had a
much
rough year.
And when all of this was going on, especially all of this with NewJeans, I think this was like major talk for 2024.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of HYBE, everything that happened with Adore's CEO and all of that, like, we wanted to cover it, but also like there's just so much misinformation out there, poor translations, like just not knowing the accuracy of it, which I feel like in 2025 I don't want that to fully stop us from being able to talk about stuff like that, because like there's just no way that we can know 100% like being over in America versus speaking Korean and living in South Korea, like very different perspectives. But
I do think that we kept ourselves from talking too much about, we talked briefly, but again, we just don't want to spread misinformation.
Right.
We want to be responsible with what we're putting out there. We, you know, have the perspective that our audience is going to listen and is going to be informed by what we say.
Right.
And so if we're going to come out and talk about this, whatever's going on, we better know what we're talking about.
We want to know the facts.
Yeah.
We want to know the facts. And when all this was coming out, I still don't think people know the facts on everything that's gone on with this. Like, it's just been a shit show. And at least to say, HYBE has not been great. And a lot of people are just thinking illy of them at this point. Not a shocker, but
No, not a shocker, but they definitely have some work to do. And, you know, HYBE, you got to make it through without BTS sometimes, you know, carrying. So,
Another thing that happened that was a major media
controversy,
I suppose, is, and we didn't talk about it here on the podcast, is Yoongi's scooter accident and his DUI slash his license being revoked. Again, this is one of those like cultural differences, I suppose, where like the fans in Korea versus American fans, like, I seem to have different perspectives on this. Like, this is a big no-no in Korea, big no-no.
Huge scandal. Is this why, wasn't this why people were protesting outside of Hybe and like sent funeral flowers?
They sent funeral flowers.
And they wanted Yoongi to like.
And this was like months later. Crazy. Like ridiculous. Yeah. I just think the thing with the scooter accident is that Yoongi didn't even like get into an accident. He had parked it and like, or was parking the scooter. Yeah. And then like, and he like knocked it over. Fell off.
And a nearby officer was like coming to check on him genuinely and then realized he had been drinking and was like, oh, you were just driving that? Okay, DUI.
Yeah.
When I heard about this, like my American perspective is just like anyone in our 20s, all of these Bird scooters and Lime scooters like popped up all over the country. If you live in a city, who has not been downtown at the bars drinking and rode that shit down the street?
Right.
You know, like, and yes, I mean, I know it's illegal, but like everyone has done it because you don't want to get an Uber. You don't want to walk. You don't want to get in your own car. Like you're just like, oh, I'm just riding the scooter. I feel like
to the next bar,
to the next bar, right? Two blocks down, 5 minutes down, whatever. I think one time when you were living at the Loft in the River Market, we rode those scooters all the way down Grand, like over the bridge back to the Loft. Remember that? Like 20 blocks.
I don't think Corey did that. I think Corey was like, I can't believe that we're doing this. Or like, was like, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. Yeah.
And I mean, I've had friends who like have gotten hurt. Like, I had a friend who was in town riding it and she like busted her shit and like had to go to the hospital and had like, you know, like a really bad sprained ankle and was like on crutches. Like, they are dangerous. So they are dangerous. I'm not promoting this at all, but just from my perspective, I was just like, I couldn't believe how big of a scandal it was in South Korea, because here I'm like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like, who hasn't done that? We've all gotten on a Bird scooter when we're in the crossroads, you know, like I don't know, but
I know.
it is something
like, to the extent of sending funeral flowers outside Hybe's building.
Also, he wasn't being reckless. He wasn't riding at 20 city blocks like we were. Right. He was riding it like on the sidewalk at a reasonable speed and like just happened to stumble over at the end. You know, I mean, maybe I'm minimizing here, but
well, I think that's, again, we don't know exactly everything that happened with it, you know, but I'm kind of with you, like I don't think it's too big of a deal, but
I mean, it's not worth saying, Yoongi, get out of BTS. You don't deserve to be in the group anymore. That's insane.
Like, resign from the group. Like, what?
Okay, main producer and lyricist, just don't be in the group anymore.
Yeah. Like, he's human. Come on.
Really? Like, that's the thing is, they're allowed to make mistakes. Anyways, those were a lot of the really big, important events this year, both for BTS, Hybe, in general, of 2024. We do need to talk about some of our biggest events here for Bethany and I personally with Standing BTS, the podcast, because
the show,
it's been a lot of change. We had our first hiatus ever since starting the podcast 6 years ago in 2018, which is insane.
Yeah.
I think prior to that, the longest break we had ever taken was like 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks without recording, but we worked around it to like plan episodes that would post, you know, like we double recorded. So we literally have never taken a break and never really felt like we needed to either. But this hiatus was definitely planned out in the future, and we had planned to do our fan favorites episodes, which we got a lot of great feedback on it. It was really, really fun for us to go back and re-listen to some of our old favorite episodes and kind of see how they stood the test of time and, you know, re-listen and also like re-record like new intros and outros for them just to kind of like bookend them. That was honestly a really fun time in the summer.
To have 6 years of content episodes, I felt like even though it was hard to take a hiatus, we really needed to take a hiatus, but we got to bring back some of those all-time best episodes for the podcast, and it was wonderful to go back and re-listen. And like, we reference these episodes all the time, and it was just nice to kind of bring them back to the forefront of the podcast here. And so I loved hearing all of the feedback from Iconics, who enjoyed getting our new perspective on all of those episodes and just kind of re-listening to some of those early day super fanatic episodes.
Loved them. I loved the growth over the years. I loved what we,
for him.
Total special place for him. And I love the idea that like, iconics who maybe they were around at the time when we post the episodes and we're still here. So they got to like, oh, re-listen with fresh perspective. But also the newer iconics who had never had the time or the chance or the opportunity to go back and re-listen. And for us to share those episodes with them that we feel like are so formative for us and for the podcast. So it was really cool. I was really proud of that series.
Me too. Speaking of the fan favorite series and the reason for the hiatus, I had my baby, you know, so I became a mom this year. Like that, I think, is when I say 2024 was a transformative year, it really has been such a transformative year for me in that sense that, you know, I was pregnant and had my baby in the summer, right when Jimin's album was coming out. Yep. Millie had to be here for that, you know? So she came early.
Her first BTS album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm holding her in my arms as we're recording this.
She's sleeping. She just had a half a bottle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when we were, since Millie came early, we had not recorded our new intros and outros for the fan favorite episodes.
No.
And so it was like literally 4 days postpartum. My parents were here. Corey was here. Like we recorded, like Kayla, you came over. We worked morning to night practically.
Took like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we would take breaks where I would have like go and nurse Millie or pump or whatever.
We'd have to eat.
Yeah. And then we'd come back and record. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was. It's crazy.
It was like
proud
a dream.
Of us. Yeah. I'm like really proud of us for having done that, and I'm proud of me for being a new mom and just getting everything done what I need to get done.
I was insanely proud of you. I felt like you were freaking superwoman. Yeah. Like I had no idea how after delivering her 4 days prior, how you're able to be up and around, like spry. On for the podcast too, like you've just given everything, every ounce of energy of your whole body, and yet you're able to like muster the energy to like do the podcast. Like really, I it was so amazing seeing you become a mom. Like I just had, it was amazing to have like such a fresh new appreciation and just like love and respect for you. And just seeing you like right now, you're like holding her and she looks like the perfect little angel.
She's an angel. She's the best baby.
She's the best girl and you're the best mom. And it's been such an amazing like almost 6 months of getting to know Millie.
I know.
And like just seeing how much you've changed in the best ways. And I can't believe that we recorded those intros and outros right after she was born.
It's wild.
It's like a fever dream.
It really is a fever dream. Yeah. Like it was like, you know what? All right, this is what we got to do. Let's do it.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Crazy.
It was crazy. But yeah, being a mom is the best. Millie's amazing. I love seeing her grow and learn new skills, and she's just changing every day.
I mean, I just can't, every time I see her, and it's only been like, it's been one day since I've seen her now, and she's like bigger every day. She like, it really is her skill progression and what she's learning, and like she's really getting to that point where she's observing the world around her and wanting to interact with it, and she's able to interact with it more. Like it is just the best. She's so precious.
Adorable.
Yeah, adorable.
Curious
all the time.
Little girl.
Oh, so smart, so cute. Man, but when you talk about this year being transformative, like obviously for me, it was transformative in a totally different way.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of myself because for so many years of my life, it could be the Taurus in me, you know, but I have just been resistant and honestly terrified of change, terrified of what would be on the other side of change. Mm-hmm. And of like breaking the status quo and feeling like I couldn't handle the change, honestly.
Yeah.
Even though I think that I've always known that I've been a strong person, like how I've grown up, you know, it's just like something that's been like instilled in me, but I lost that part of myself for so long.
Yeah.
And I was so scared of making this big change in my life that honestly, I knew 4 years needed to happen. And my ex-husband kind of forced my hand by cheating on me and gaslighting me for 9 months.
Yeah.
But like once I found out, it was like such a fresh perspective where I was like, oh, my God, I felt like I woke up. Yeah. I felt like I can change. I need to change. It's the only thing in my life that I need is to change all of this. And I knew who I was again. And like, talk about transformation.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I became myself again. And also I realized, like, not only can I handle change, but I want change. I like change. I'm ready for it. And I know that I can handle it. You yeah. know, I feel like anything, like right now in my life, I feel like anything that life continues to throw at me, the universe throws at me, I know I can handle it.
Right.
Because I feel like I went through something truly horrible and traumatic.
Yeah.
And I was powerful and strong.
You were nothing but strong on nothing, the other side of it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I powered through it. I, you know, showed up for myself in every possible way I can yeah. think of, continued to like work on myself. And I am just really, really proud of myself.
I'm
and I'm
so
really
proud of
happy
you too.
For the change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, change is scary, but like for something as serious as like, this is all I've known for the last 10 years. I've been with this person for 10 years. It's hard to know what life would look like without them.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a part of you that becomes a little reliant on your mm-hmm. significant other.
Of course. And yeah. I felt like I was super dependent on him for yeah. so much. But also, like, he wasn't fulfilling most of the things that I needed.
Right.
And then I was just left being like this depressed, anxious, like shell of a person that was like coping in whatever ways I could
yeah.
to get by and really finding my happiness like in my friendships. Like
yeah.
it's crazy to say that when I look back at like my last 10 years, mm-hmm. like my happiest times have been times with you going mm-hmm. to BTS concerts.
Right.
But that's true.
Yeah.
And some of my worst times were with him yeah. and when they should have been really happy.
Right.
Like even our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I just got really comfortable. And that's another thing where I'm just like, never again, you know,
yeah.
I'm not afraid to change and to switch things up if it's not serving me, if it's not what I need.
It's how we grow.
It's how we grow.
Yeah.
And I never, I knew that there was a life lesson that I needed to learn. And mm-hmm. I'm like, just like that stubborn Taurus where I was like, no, like I'm
yeah.
not learning it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to go through it. I didn't mm-hmm. want to have to go through it. But I'm so glad I did. I'm so
yeah.
grateful that I did.
Yeah.
I am so much happier. I'm so much
You're
lighter.
So much happier.
I'm just like, I feel like I'm, you know, the best version of myself and everything that I want to be. And I know what I want to continue to
right.
grow into. And, so yeah, I got divorced this year and it was the best thing. Like, I never thought that I would say that. But
do you want to share with our listeners where you are now?
Yeah.
You should.
So I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And his name is Jeremy. And he's really the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
He came into my life in an unexpected way. And I was not really like looking, you know, I wasn't sure when I would find love again.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't resistant to it either.
Yeah.
And he is just everything that I've ever wanted. And
so kind to you.
So kind, so thoughtful,
I
so
can
sweet.
See how truly happy you are.
Yeah.
I love seeing you like fall in love again. And just, yeah, like it's just, I'm so happy for you. And it's like, before he even came back into your life, it wasn't like, you know, you needed that to happen to be happy and move forward.
Yeah.
Like you were really powerful and strong going through your divorce and like getting back on your feet and
yeah.
really living your truth and being who you are and feeling that refreshness of like, oh yeah, like this is who I am.
Right.
This is like I, you know, I'm not this scared person who's kind of shutting everything out or just
right.
trying to ignore what's going on. Like, I think you just, like you said, your eyes opened, like I'm awake.
Right.
But like, this is just the, what you deserve, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Jeremy is the reason you're happy now. It's like, I think you were happy on your own, but
yeah.
this is just what you deserve in addition.
He
he's
adds
making
to
me
it
even happier.
And yeah,
yeah,
he just makes me even happier. And he's like, you know, I mean, he's like my karma, like I feel like,
yeah.
you know, like I know that I deserve this now. And he like wants to just treat me like a queen. He, you know, he treats me amazing, the best I could have ever imagined. Right. And I'm so happy with him. And so, yeah, I did want to share about him because he's the best. You guys will probably hear about him more in the future. But yeah, pretty happy.
Yeah,
pretty freaking happy. Yeah.
So happy for you. It's such in a good place. Such a good place now.
I cannot believe where my 2024 started and how it's ending. Mm-hmm. To think that I could be this happy. I'm like elated. I'm exuberant. I'm the happiest I've been in 10 years. And I had no idea at the beginning of this year that I would be this way. I thought I'd still be miserable. So I'm very grateful. It's been, to use your word again, a transformative year, but an incredible year.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Ah, wow. So grateful. So happy.
Yeah. Another thing that happened for me, I turned 30.
Yeah. Yes.
Again, transformative. Like, I'm like, yeah, entering my 30s now. Yeah. I just have to mention, for my 30th birthday, my friends Amber and Sarah, they made this cake, this specialty cake for me. And it was this like very vintage heart cake. Mm-hmm. So cute. It was lemon flavored. It was yellow, which is
your
so
color.
Cute. My favorite color. Mm-hmm. And on it, on the cake, it had written, 30 is iconic.
Hell yeah.
Just so perfect that they did that. I would have never thought of to do something like that.
In the same font as our iconic tattoos.
The iconic tattoo, yeah same font. So it's just so thoughtful. And on it, like, you know, people are doing these like hear me out cakes.
Yeah.
They did the kind of like hear me out sticks and they put like BTS and then hyphen on the sticks. Mm-hmm. But then they also put the Our Comeback Standing BTS episode, which was just so incredible too, because I think reflecting back on the year, that is probably my favorite episode of Standing BTS.
It's like our expose, you know, like the tell all of what's been going on.
Mijan, our producer, was like, dang, girl. This is tea. Like, yeah. Anyways, I just, that was the best.
It was so thoughtful of them. And that was such a beautiful cake and very, very sweet of them.
I had a K-pop night that night. You know,
it was so good. We had a K-pop night one night. We all dressed as like our favorite K-pop people. And then the next night we went to a haunted spa
in
north of Kansas City. Yeah, the Elms. It was so good.
Lots of fun.
Super fun. Yeah. Amazing.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
I'm excited for my 30s.
You're going to have an amazing 30s. You've had a great 20s.
Yeah.
Even better 30s are on your horizon.
I have no regrets of what I've done in my 20s. Like, I feel like I really lived the life that I wanted to live and be proud of in my 20s.
That makes me really happy for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've built an incredible life for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful that I've been able to, like, be your best friend, be by your side. And like,
I'm happy that you've gotten to be in my life throughout my 20s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to see me. I mean, we've known each other since we were like 19.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild.
Little babies.
Babies.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Another crazy thing that we did here with Standing BTS this year was a crossover collab with Erica Kasupinim's Happy to See Me podcast. And the reason why that was so substantial for us, especially for me, is because she's the winner of Survivor Season 41. And I'm a huge Survivor fan. I like plan my weeks around making sure I can watch Survivor on Wednesday nights when the seasons are on. And
huge Survivor fan.
Huge. I applied for Survivor this past fall because I was like, fuck it. You know,
right?
I'm in my prioritizing me era. Like, and now I'm just going to keep applying until I get on the show. But like, I just thought that was so freaking cool. Like, never would I ever think that I would be talking to a winner of Survivor. And the fact that she's a huge BTS fan too, and she's like a Jin bias, like, it was very, very cool to talk to her about BTS's underdog story and just like share that with her perspective of her own underdog story. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, before Jin came back from the military, we were on her podcast. So that was really, really cool and such a fun collab to take part in this year.
Yeah. That really kind of came out of left field.
So yeah.
It was just one of those opportunities that was laid out in front of us. And we're like, of course we would love to do a cross collab with Erica.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then lastly, we talked about finishing the ship series this year. And that did not happen. We did one ship series episode this year. What a tragedy. We have to finish it next year, Kayla.
There's no other priority we as have, high.
We have two ships left.
It's crazy. We have two. We started this in 2018.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane.
Yeah. We have two ships left. We have Hope Cook and Yunjin.
Mm-hmm. So we said that we wanted Yunjin to be our last one because they're like, you know, the old men of the group. They have the fishing connection, you know. So I guess we'll do Hope Cook and then we'll do Yunjin sometime in 2025.
Yeah.
We got to make it happen.
We will.
Yeah. We should do Hope Cook before J-Hope drops his album.
That's a good goal.
Like, we find out.
That's a realistic goal.
Yeah, that is realistic. We find out that his album is coming out, and before just doing like promos about the album, we're like, all right, Hope Cook.
Hope Cook.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Note that for later. Well, we do actually have a handful of more goals for next year. And one of the goals that we have for 2025 is to be more on top of it with Iconic Hangouts. Leading up to our hiatus, we were on top of it with Iconic Hangouts, and we were planning on continuing them during hiatus, even if it was just me. Obviously, my life was turned upside down during that time too, so I didn't, and we didn't even like post on socials at that time. Like, I was planning on posting all of our like episode promos for the fan favorite series during that time. So like, really a lot of our external from recording the podcast stuff like went off the rails.
Yeah, our hiatus really became a full hiatus.
Oh,
yeah,
complete hiatus.
It was hard to kind of keep up with everything or be reminded to.
I know, but we love the Iconic Hangout so much, and I hate that like now in the latter half of this year it's become like one of the last things we think about. Like, oh yeah, it's almost the end of November. We have to do one.
It's just getting back in the routine of
Yeah.
But we love the Iconic Hangouts. We have one this past month and we're going to have one this month. And But I get it. Yeah. Like, good goal to continue with because we really do cherish all of the Iconic Hangouts that we do.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that something that I really, really want to be better about that I know makes a massive difference with the podcast is being better about promoting our episodes. I think that there's something around promoting on my end that increases my enthusiasm for the show. And I always love when we go into record. I always love the research. But by the time the episode gets released, like, we, you know, research on Sunday, we record on Monday, and then by the time the episode comes out on Thursday, my enthusiasm has like worn off a little bit. But that's when it's reaching you guys.
Right.
And so I have to be better about, like, whenever I go in and promote, I'm reminded of everything that we said and did. And so my enthusiasm shows to you guys, and it's kind of like what you kind of get back what you put out into the world, I suppose. And so I think that if I, when I do promote on social media, I think it gets you guys excited too, you know?
Yeah. And we're like, we're so proud of every single episode
every episode we do.
Yeah. We really come in and we put our heart and soul into what we're talking about, how we structure it, how we're recording.
The research.
We really care.
Yeah. And the conversations we have here on the show. I think when we put it out on social media, that's a way for us to tell you guys, hey, this is what we talked about, and like, we're really excited to share with
you. And it's good, and you should listen because
yeah. So that's a huge goal for me this coming year, because I do think it makes a massive difference, especially like impact on listenership too.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
And connection with you guys.
Yeah, I know. I love that connection. I love being all in the Instagram comments and talking about it, or you know, when people will reply to our story about it and tell us our thoughts. Like, that's awesome. You know, that's like, we used to say, like, that's the best part of our week when we hear from the Iconic feedback, and we can't get any feedback if we don't post about it and promote it at all.
Promotion is kind of necessary.
It's a good goal. And I mean, why would people listen if we're not even promoting our own stuff?
Right,
you know,
exactly.
They'll just get like the notification on their podcast app that it's there, and they might not even see that. So definitely something worthwhile. But the promotion might get a little bit easier next year because we have been talking to Mijan, our producer, a little bit, and he said he's pulled some strings for us, and we should be getting getting from Consequence some new mics.
Hopefully.
Let's hope it still goes through.
Yeah.
And that we can start some video formatting, which would be really cool. We'd be recording on a different platform than we've been using GarageBand for years, which I don't even, like, most professional podcasters don't use GarageBand.
They don't.
We use it because it's, like, easy and accessible to us and we know nothing.
Pre-downloaded on Mac. Like.
Right. It's already here. It was, like, with us when we began and it's just continued on through. But we could be recording on an online podcasting platform that captures sound and video. And so that way we can have video formatting. We can post promos of us, like, you know, actually talking. You guys can see our faces. And, you know, then Mijan also talked about that, like, the media team, they can make us clips to post and promote. And that would be really, really nice and convenient. Yeah. And they do that sometimes for us. But obviously, it's just not as easy. They'll let go and find pictures and then, like, have sound waves for our voices. But it would feel more personal if, you know, our faces were there. So
it'll also feel more like present day podcasting.
Right.
Like, the video formatting is becoming so popular. Like, I feel like on my TikTok feed, you're seeing podcasters
all the time. And it's video format. It's just people sitting on couches with microphones.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's 2024, almost 2025.
Right.
Like, we're honestly, like, a few years behind the times with not having video formatting. So this is something I'm really excited about to get into. So
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, it'll be really cool. We mentioned the ship series. We need to finish the ship series. That is, like, one of our main goals
we'll
for this
that.
Year. So we know when we're going to do it now, at least Hope Cook before J-Hope's next album. And then maybe we talk about Yoonjin right before the rest of them get out of the military.
Yeah.
Because Yoongi will be coming back.
I like how you're setting deadlines. You're setting deadlines for us.
Yeah.
I love it.
If we don't, we won't follow through.
Yeah.
You know, we have to. Like, because next, literally, I went back to our last ship series and we, like, put a note of like when we're gonna finish it, and then we didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to at least have it on the mind.
Yeah.
When these things come up, we'll be like, oh yeah, the ship series. So yeah.
Another episode that we've really talked about wanting to do that we have to do, like, we have to do, is an episode just on HYBE. There's been so much that has gone on with HYBE.
Happen.
Also, the impact that HYBE has had on the entire K-pop industry is huge. I think that it is relevant to the standing BTS, you know, what we cover, the content here. So I do think we need to have a HYBE episode where we just talk about the business structure of it.
Yeah.
We're for sure going to need...
Cals.
Yeah, we're going to need someone who knows what they're talking about when it
from
comes
the business
to
world. Yeah.
The business world. Yeah.
Yeah, but I do agree that is such a... It's such a massive topic and massive episode.
I think we've been avoiding it because of how heavily researched it's going to need to be.
Yeah.
But we need to do it.
I think the perfect time to talk about it too is before BTS comes back, because just sometime next year, but just the fact that BTS are all coming back.
Do we need quarters?
Yeah, we need, like, quarterly meetings.
Yeah.
Just like HYBE. Yeah, no, but, like, the fact that BTS are all coming back next year, like, we've seen HYBE trying to figure out how to maintain their profit margin without BTS for these past 2 years. And so when they come back, you know, things will start to change again for HYBE.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just going to be interesting to look at what this time has been and what they're going to change or do and their approach next year too. So I think anytime, it doesn't have to be before BTS comes back, but anytime in 2025 is going to be an interesting time to talk about HYBE. And I agree
would
with
love
you
to do
their
it in
impact
the first half of
on
the year,
K-pop. Yeah they've really changed the game.
They have.
So,
yeah
let's see. Okay, another big goal for ourselves, and this is really coming out of, like, how different this year has been for us, is to really not put too much pressure on ourselves to, like, be different, be something we're not, or, like, you know, sometimes we think about, like, oh, we want to do, like, more creative episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes those come and go, but sometimes those aren't just what is coming to us naturally.
Right.
And we just want to continue to put out what's, like, on our heart and souls.
Mm-hmm.
And something that we were just talking about before recording this episode is that because of all of our transformative life changes this year, this has been the least focused on the podcast that we've been since starting the podcast. Yeah. Like, our personal lives really took the forefront for both of us for much of the year. Mm-hmm. Even Bethany, even before you had Millie, like being pregnant and like all of the changes that you were going through and preparing to have a baby, like that was a lot for you know, to handle and to do. And it just was not an easy year for us personally, you know, just learning and growing and changing. And so for the first time ever, really, the podcast took, you know, was on the back burner, and that was different. And I
think we never stopped, really.
We never stopped.
I'm proud of us for that.
And also what I'm proud about us is that we never were worried between ourselves that the podcast was becoming unstable, or like we never blamed each other for like not prioritizing it, or being worried that the other person like didn't like the podcast anymore, didn't want to do it anymore, didn't care about it anymore, because we knew that wasn't what it was.
Right.
It was just, we have very real things in life that can and should take precedence over, you know, something like doing a podcast about our favorite K-pop group. I'm proud of us for like rolling with the changes of this year and like keeping up with the podcast as much as we did.
We've created such a solid foundation for the podcast that it's become a place where we can consistently do it. I just don't feel like we were pouring as much into it as we have in the past.
Right. Not spending, like, we've, for example, since coming back from hiatus, we've gotten really efficient with recording, not just with recording, with like researching.
Researching,
like, we used to spend like half the day on Sunday mornings to like mid afternoon doing that. And we just don't have time for that anymore.
Yeah.
Jeremy lives in St. Louis, so we're like long distance. I'll be back and forth from St. Louis. I'll get into town, you know, 4 or 5 PM in the afternoon. And that's honestly a better time of day for you to be getting together with Millie. But then it's like, it's the evening and I don't want to take too much of your Sunday and your family time. And, you know, and we're working around it, and it's been different, but it's been really good.
Yeah. We still prioritize the podcast, you know? And I think like this year it's taken a little bit of a back burner, but I'm hoping going into 2025, like, we'll be able to pour even more into it than this past year.
I'm just proud of us for like not blaming ourselves or worrying about the state of the podcast, because I think the podcast has always been solid no matter what. Like you said, we have a really great foundation. We both still love doing this,
BTS, and
we
are making the time stuff, it's just the episodes write themselves.
The research is everything.
The research, yes, exactly. Going into record is just so much fun.
Yeah. And ultimately, when we are researching, no matter what the topic is, we're just hanging out with our best friend.
Exactly.
And now I get to hang out with my best friend and her baby, and like, what could be better? So, you know, she's sitting here. She's sleeping here in her arms, like cooing. Being precious angel. So, it's been a great year. I think we definitely have some good goals for next year.
I do too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's at the end of this episode talk about our 2025 predictions for BTS. J-Hope is for sure. I think probably for sure.
Perhaps.
J-Hope is going to release an album and go on tour. He's been in LA. He's been teasing us on Weverse Lives about a tour. He's like, oh, you want a tour? Oh, you know, should I do a tour? So we think that if he is going to go on a tour, he most likely is going to have a new album.
That's right. Yeah. J-Hope, Chicago 2025. Meet us there. We'll be there.
We will be there.
There's
absolutely
no doubt about it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Soap. Like, they would be the two that go on solo tours.
Of course they would. Yeah.
We think that J-Hope's album might come out around his birthday, February, March time. We'll see. I don't think that's a bad prediction.
He's been working.
I feel like Hope World, that's when that came out. Just seems fitting for albums for to him. Come out around birthdays. But that's what we're thinking for J-Hope. For the style of the album, we're a little like, is it going to be somewhere between Hope World and Jack in the Box? Like, those are two very extremely different albums. So we think that like maybe it'll be either a real intense rap album, maybe it'll be like a dance EDM album.
Either would be amazing.
Yeah, either would be amazing.
He just does it so well, no matter what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just love both of these albums so much that he could take it anywhere. Like, he really is so creative. We can expect anything from J-Hope. He can do it all. He's so versatile.
And we can't forget about Hope on the Street Volume 2 potential.
Yes.
So, you know, we'll see that too with, you know, potentially different songs curated to promote different dance styles.
Yeah.
So yeah, J-Hope 2025. J-Hope. It's going to happen.
He's going to be a huge part of the first half of 2025.
1,000%. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be occupying our time and space until they're all back from the military. I'm certain of it.
Yeah.
Also, we feel strongly BTS is coming back December 2025, and then a world tour will be announced for 2026.
Yeah.
We think this because of like the Easter egg and Jin's Running Wild music video, the license plate that said like December 2025. We're like, oh, it's got to be BTS.
Yeah.
You know, it could be Jin's birthday, but like, why would it say 2025? So what will their next album be like? What will Chapter 3 be like? These are all questions that we have. I know they're gonna be shirtless, hot, and beefy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god, Taeyong, Jung Jungkook, like, they're not gonna,
we know that the military has made all of them buff. All of them shirtless, because yes, Chapter 2 showed us that
all of them can be shirtless.
No more censoring.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we're expecting a lot from the visuals. We're expecting like more mature, even sexier BTS than ever.
Yeah.
But we were kind of thinking about like, what's this album style going to be like when they do release an album, hopefully by the end of next year. And Bethany had said it would be really cool. Like, what if they went back to like a revamped version of their No More Dreams style, their original 2013 like rap style, kind of do like an homage to A New Beginning in that way. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Just like really going
a
back to their
start.
Roots, a
That's
fresh
what,
start.
Yeah.
I would love that. But like, really what I'm craving is to hear like that true OT7 BTS sound again. Like, just all of their solo work has been amazing, but them being apart for so long, like, I miss them as a group. I miss an OT7 track. I miss like that feeling of getting a whole new album from them with like all seven of them on a song, on a hit track, maybe a couple subunits, an immaculate intro and outro by a solo member. Like, that is just pure BTS.
It.
So like, so fucking curated and perfect and telling a story from start to finish. Mm-hmm. Like, it's everything.
All of them together. Yes.
All of them together. We've also seen people speculate about like an HYYH part 3. And I love the idea of that. I feel like that would be an instant classic. HYYH is all about what youth is. And for them to be like revisiting the idea of youth, you know, from this like 30-year-old perspective, post-military perspective, I think would be really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely something that they could explore in a fresh way. And then we were also reflecting a little bit on their last hit track that we got from Proof, Yet to Come. And, you know, in Yet to Come, they were showcasing all of their hit tracks from the eras in the music video, but kind of putting a bookend on it, wrapping it up nice and neat, and telling us, hey, our best is yet to come. It's still on the horizon. So I want to see them take that and expand upon it, move into what that is. Because when they're telling us that, to me, that says they have a plan for what that's going to look like, what that's going to be like.
Something totally fresh.
Yeah.
Something we haven't seen before.
It's going to feel like BTS, but it's going to be them refreshed and anew. So I'm excited to see what that is.
Me too.
Yeah.
Also, in 2025, we're going to have Yoongi and Namjoon, Jungkook, Jimin, and V return from the military. So BTS reunification. So we can be looking forward to FESTA, their anniversary. It's going to be so incredibly special to see them all back together.
Oh my gosh, FESTA dinner with all of them back?
Stop. Ah,
I can't.
Right?
All of them sitting around the table again after like 2022.
Yeah. I'm hoping for a reunion like performance video or a reunion like a small concert that they do or something in Korea somewhere. Like, that would be really cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, like, they're not doing a whole tour, but like a special concert.
Come back and give us like a new stage of Yet to Come and like tease what they're gonna come out with after that or something.
Yeah.
Like, I would die.
Or like a collaboration of all of their solo work.
Oh, that'd be so cool. That'd be cool. Really freaking cool. That's another thing too, in like chapter three, like BTS could tour as a group but also perform solo work on tours too. Would be really awesome.
Really cool.
It'd be like a 4-hour concert, but you know.
Yeah.
We think, as far as like the individual members, we think that Yoongi, when he gets out of the military, is going to continue to lay low, as he had somewhat of a scandal. And we also think that he's not really going to worry about putting out another solo album, because he said with D-Day, he was kind of closing the chapter to August D and that alter ego. Yeah. He put out his 3 albums with it, and that's kind of what he always planned. Uh-huh. But we could see him featuring on another artist album, kind of like what he did with Psy and That.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great place for him to kind of slide in and reintroduce himself into the K-pop scene.
I agree.
Yeah.
Historically, he's done that.
Yeah.
We think Namjoon is going to travel and hit up some museums, of course. Probably going to be working privately on BTS music, but not too worried about putting anything out. Like, he did a lot already, releasing 2 solo albums during Chapter 2, so we can see him just focusing on BTS's work at that point.
Yeah, totally. We also think that Jungkook is going to put out some singles. He may not have a whole other album, but that boy is going to be in the studio singing some beautiful riffs expeditiously. Like, the second he gets out, he's like, get me in front of that microphone. Yeah. I'll record this song in 3 hours. Yeah. It's going to be 2 to 3 fully English songs, with the goal of being like on top 40 radio play here in the States. And if anyone can do it, it's Jungkook.
Yeah. He's the one to do it.
That's right.
Could also see Taeyang releasing some singles or doing a collab with someone. Historically, he's been doing this, so he'll probably keep doing that too.
Yeah, I could love that. But I would also love to see Taeyang and Jimin take a solo trip together.
Yeah.
Like, I want V-min reunited.
I want V-min too.
Oh,
I do too. That would
die.
Be really cool if they did like a trip together.
Yeah.
We don't feel like Jimin is going to collab or release new music. He did a lot of that pre-military when he came out with like 2 albums. So he's probably going to take a break too.
He's going to like be hanging out at HYBE with like RM when RM is like in the studio in Archive. He's going to be coming in and out, bringing him coffee cups and just like.
He's going to be at J-Hope's tour.
That's right. Oh my God. He's going to be J-Hope's biggest like fanboy in the rafters of the tour. Hell yeah. That's exactly what Jimin's going to be doing. We also, our prediction for HYBE is that HYBE is going to stop flailing so much now that their main moneymaker is returning. They've been stressed for profits, but we do expect them to put the pressure back on BTS, and we're interested to see how BTS kind of pushes back on that, or at least keeps and maintains the respect and the autonomy, mostly the autonomy that they deserve.
Yeah.
So that's
and for BTS to be successful, HYBE has to know that BTS needs to be authentically
themselves.
BTS.
Oh my God, yes.
If you want them to be successful, they need to continue to make the music that they want to make.
Right. You cannot put them in a box or dictate what they should be doing.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. So
stop pressuring them.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Yeah.
They won't do anything that they don't want to do.
Right. You're just going to drive them away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't. You know, it's unnecessary stress. Mm. Like, quit it.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Honestly, reading all of these predictions, I feel like we're pretty on par. I think all of this is going to happen.
So I guess we'll find out.
Coming into this very confidently into 2025.
A new J-Hope album. Oh my God.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Out.
It's going to happen.
That's really, I think I'm looking forward to that so much. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously looking forward to BTS coming back together as 7. Yeah.
But he's your favorite rapper for BTS.
J-Hope is. Yeah. So I'm like dying.
Yeah.
I'm dying. Like, if he goes on tour, oh my God. Like, we got Hobie Palooza, and that was a 1 concert experience, you know.
And
like,
it wasn't incredible. Even like, still in top 3 BTS concert experiences, and it was just like a one-off. So, yeah.
Anyways,
I mean.
Yeah.
We really, really had an amazing 2024.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed all of, you know, our life changes, every single episode we got to do here with the podcast and Standing BTS. And we're so grateful that you Iconics were along this wild ride with us this year.
Thank you for sticking with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Through the hiatus.
Through the
coming
hiatus.
Coming back and listening.
Yeah, through all our major life changes, you know.
All of your support, all of your words of support over this past fall have been amazing. People reaching out to me who had also been through a divorce or had also been cheated on and been through similar situations, that meant so much. People reaching out to Bethany, you know, who are also moms and know what it's like to be a new mom. That was really wonderful.
All the support and the wonderful words of, you know, congratulations and all that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for being here with us along the way. And we are so grateful and we're so excited to talk to you all next year and to get into 2025 with episode 250.
50! Yeah. Oh, my God. Those sound waves. 250. Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That's
going
to be awesome.
Can't wait. It's going to, we don't know what we're going to do yet, but we will cook up something incredible for you. It's going to be an amazing 250th episode. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much for all of your love and support. And we cannot wait to talk to you guys in the new year. We want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon. Can't wait to see you guys at the Iconic Hangout on December 30th. And a special thanks to our VIPs, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode or any of our previous episodes, let us know. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, really wherever you listen, write a review. It means so much. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.